USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump makes a surprise visit to a U.S. air base in Iraq to deliver some Christmas well wishes to U.S. troops there.
The other reason I'm here today is to personally thank you and every service member throughout this region for the near elimination of the ISIS territorial caliphate in Iraq and in Syria.
Past U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Christopher Hill, says ISIS has been dealt some major setbacks in recent years.
But of course, it doesn't mean that ISIS is done.
He was speaking to CBS News. Wall Street futures off sharply just a day after the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ all had the biggest one-day advances in a decade. Dow and S&P 500 futures both down about 1.5%. NASDAQ futures off close to 2%. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time, just doing the math. That's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Warnings of a rise in terrorist threats against airlines and airports all around the world coming from both American and British intelligence officials. Acting U.S. Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is warning America must continue to be aware of the constant threat of terror.
Terrorists are going to continue to target us, so we've got to keep targeting them during the holiday season and all year round.
Meanwhile, Acting AG Whitaker is also in the news after a report that says he wrongly claimed on his resume that he was named an academic All-American during his time as a football player at the University of Iowa. The Wall Street Journal reports the incorrect claims appeared in Whitaker's biography on the website of a law firm that he was previously employed at, as well as in other job application materials. The death toll from the tsunami in Indonesia a few days ago now at 430, with about 100 people still missing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Investigations of border control facilities continue after two Guatemalan migrant children die in separate incidents after being detained by U.S. authorities. USA's Wendy King has more.
The Department of Homeland Security says it's finished new medical screenings of almost all the children in the care of the Border Patrol after the deaths of two migrant children this month. New Mexico Representative-elect Sochelle Torres-Small.
We need to have medical personnel, people who can do screenings as we have families enter our custody. We need appropriate facilities, not holding cells that are set up for three adult men, but rather facilities that are appropriate for families.
Homeland Security Chief Kirsten Nielsen blames the deaths on what she calls a system that prevents parents who bring their children on a dangerous, illegal journey from facing consequences for their actions.
Flights in and around Indonesia are being rerouted as the Krakatoa volcano is still erupting after triggering that deadly tsunami over the weekend. So far, more than 430 people have been confirmed dead as a result of that initial disaster. And a severe weather threat in Dallas is to blame for the cancellation of the ServPro First Responder Bowl between Boise State and Boston College as BC led 7-0 with about 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter when the game was halted. It's believed to be the first bowl game ever canceled by weather. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.